Another view of Trafalgar Square. Downtown shopping area in London. An exclusive nightclub. The area of Scotland Yard. And now we go to Windsor Castle. Entering Windsor Castle, built around the time of the Tower of London in 1078 by William the Conqueror. Outside walls of Windsor Castle, with a statue of Queen Victoria in the background. Another view of Windsor Castle walls. Entrance to Windsor Castle. The Tower of London and Windsor Castle were both fortresses, occupying familiar vantage points on the River Thames. The castle was a military establishment and did not become a royal residence until 1100, when Henry I resided here. Since that time, many royal families have occupied this beautiful castle. Inside Windsor Castle. Tower of William the Conqueror, located in the center of the castle. Inside the castle. A view of the living quarters inside Windsor Castle. Guards at Windsor Castle. In the distance, you can see the famous school Eddington. Many of England's prominent statesmen were educated here. Eddington was founded in 1440 by Henry V. Here you have the King's Chamber. Playfields of Eddington College. More of Eddington College. Armor inside Windsor Castle. Another room of armor, which is the Knights of the Garter's armor. Round Tower, known as William the Conqueror's Tower, dating back to the 12th century. These are cannons protruding out of the bottom area. A view of Windsor Castle as we were leaving. Changing of the guards at Windsor Castle. Looking up toward Windsor Castle, this castle is still occupied certain seasons of the year. Windsor Castle in the background. The original road on which the chariots traveled to Windsor Castle. This road stretches for 4 miles. Windsor Castle, during our visit to the castle, we were able to see some battered helmets and old weapons, such as the Knights of the Garter's weapons. John Kennedy's Memorial at left. This is 1 acre of land which was given to America in memory of J.F. Kennedy. So when you stand on this land, you are in America. Look on the little porch. This is where King John signed the famous Magna Carta, which changed British custom of history. This is also called Runnymede. The reason of this is that they had to run King Charles all over this place in order to catch him, to get him to sign the Magna Carta. This is why it is called Runnymede. Here you have the River Thames. This is one of the most famous rivers in the world. It carries barge traffic throughout the heart of London. And now we go to Hampton Court Palace, residence of kings and queens, situated on the famous River Thames. More of Hampton Court Palace. The oldest clock in London, built in the 14th century, gives the time of day, time of year, temperature, signs of the zodiac, and is still in working condition from the time of its construction. A statue outside Hampton Court. A view of the gardens at Hampton Court Palace. More gardens. Another view. Still another view. More gardens. How would you like to take care of all these gardens? Still another. More flower gardens. This is a little English community. In the center of this street is where they used to put people in stocks and would throw tomatoes at them and so forth. Here you have more of the area of Runnymede. These statues are known as the King's Beast, which would guard the walls of Hampton Court Palace. The book Anne of a Thousand Nights were taken from events which occurred in this area. Here you have Bush Park, with its numerous deers. This was the hunting ground of past kings of England. And now we go to the Crown Jewels, which are located in the Tower of London. Sir Edward's crown. This gold crown is set with some 440 diamonds, emeralds, rubies, sapphires, and pearls, weighing nearly 5 pounds. It is only worn at actual coronations. Imperial State Crown. Since the coronation of Queen Victoria, this is only used by the sovereign on state occasions. Its form is of fine gold in oak leaf pattern, thickly set with over 3,000 precious stones, including many diamonds and pearls. Among these are the Black Princess Ruby, Sovereign Orb and Scepter. The orb, a golden globe surmounted by a jewel cross, symbolizing the world domination by Christianity. In this scepter is a diamond weighing 530 carats. State Crown of Queen Mary. This was made for the consort of George V. The ampule and anointing spoon. These are the oldest objects among the crown jewels. Coronation rings. The sovereign rings made for William IV had a St. George's cross of rubies. Swords of state. Shown here from top to bottom are the great swords of state, a two-handled weapon dating from 1673. The amulets. These bracelets were presented by the countries of the Commonwealth for the use of the coronation of Queen Elizabeth. The extra salt. A gift from the city of Ecstasy to Charles II. This great round salt cellar in the shape of a castle is set with rubies, sapphires, and emeralds. Queen Victoria's small crown. This small diamond crown in the heirloom Tudor form was made in 1870 when the queen was finding the imperial state crown too heavy. The queen is shown wearing it in this statue at Windsor Castle and in various last portraits. Queen Elizabeth's mother's crown. The whole crown is heavily set with diamonds on a platinum form. The Prince of Wales crown. This form of crown with a single depression area was sanctioned by Charles II, and the existing parts date back from 1827. It is a crown fashioned wholly of gold. Plane leaving for New York Kennedy's Airport. Entering the plane for New York. Landing at New York Kennedy's Airport. Here you have a picture of New York Kennedy's Airport.